Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and I want to take a second to say thank you very much for hopping on to our podcast. I really appreciate it and love that I am able to provide you with home organizing tips to help you get organized. So today we are talking about paper clutter, the number one problem when it comes to home organization. And if you are like so many other people, you are tired of paper clutter and constantly picking up papers, maybe shoving them into drawers or creating piles and thinking, hey, I'll deal with this later. You may even miss important deadlines for bills or events because you have lost track of the document. If so, now is the time to get rid of your paper clutter for good. And I'm going to provide you with a few tips to help you keep your paperwork under control and organized. But I also wanted to just quickly mention that if you didn't know, I have a paper organization, How to Declutter and Organize Paperwork course, where I go into details on the benefits of organizing your paperwork, paper organization goals, what to do before organizing your paperwork, what to keep and for how long, how to sort and organize paperwork, what to do with incoming paperwork, plus so much more. And believe it or not, right now, that course is at an unbelievable low price of only $27. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes in case you want more information. Or you can always DM me at Instagram, if you're on Instagram, at Kathy Organizes. But honestly, you can't go wrong with this course. You will learn all the tools you need to have your paperwork organized and at this crazy low price of only $27. Okay, so let's get into the paper organizing tips I have for you today. The first step is to create space to sort your paperwork. So you want to create space to sort your paperwork. So find a location in your home where you want to keep your files. You may have your files in a filing cabinet or in file boxes, and they may be in your spare bedroom, or maybe you have a home office. Wherever you keep your files, I want you to go to that space and create space for you to sort your paperwork. And believe me, you'll need a big space because there's usually lots of paperwork. And if you do have lots, then it takes up a lot of space just sorting. So make sure you have lots of space. The second step is to getting your paperwork under control. So the second step of getting your paperwork under control is to declutter the paperwork that you do have and that is already filed. So that means going through your filing cabinet or your file boxes or wherever you keep your paperwork filed and go through them and keep only the paperwork you need and let the rest go. By doing this, that will create space for any new paperwork that you will want to file. So before you even start filing stuff into your filing cabinets, make sure that what's in there is only what you need and let the rest go. After you have let all of the paperwork that you had in your filing system or file boxes gone, then you are ready for step three. And step three is to go around your home and gather all your paperwork, your receipts, etc., and bring it to the room or space that you are keeping your filing system in. So this is the same space where you created space to sort your papers. I recommend that you do that instead of like grabbing it all and bring it to your kitchen table and sorting it because it's time consuming. You may not get it all done in a day and that's okay, but you don't want to have paperwork all over your kitchen area. So instead, go to the space where you're going to keep your files and bring all the paperwork and receipts and stuff like that to that area so that you can sort it. And once you've completed this step, you will likely have a few piles of paper that you need to sort. So then we go into step four, which is sorting your paperwork. And this is probably the most time consuming of all. So I'm just going to go through how to sort your paperwork. And you will want to either, so there's basically four things you're going to want to do when you go through your paperwork. So you're going to sort your paperwork, you're going to put them into like piles, so all your insurance documents together, all your banking together, etc. And when you're going through those, that pile of paperwork or receipts, then I want you to either shred, scan, recycle, or file. So once again, it's shred, scan, recycle, or file. If you come across paperwork that is not yours, then just put that aside. That's the exception to the rule of this here. You're not going to want to action it because it's not yours. You don't know what to do with it. Maybe that you can just put aside and bring it to the person later who is supposed to take care of that paperwork. So maybe there's somebody in your family that it belongs to. But otherwise, you're going to go through all your stuff and shred. And you want to shred the files or paperwork that has important or confidential information about you or perhaps your financials, and you're just going to want to make sure you shred that. So anything with personal information, including banking information, tax documents that are old that you don't need anymore, those are just some examples of what you would want to shred. So it could be also old receipts that you don't need, banking statements, pay stubs, etc. So when going through that paperwork, you'll realize it needs to be shredded. And then anything that needs to be shredded, I suggest that you just put it into a box or a pile to be shredded later. I don't recommend that you do the shredding right now because it's time consuming, and maybe something like that, you can just bring a pile with your shredder and sit in front of TV one night and shred. So just, we're sorting right now and you're creating a box or a pile of items to be shredded. The second thing is scanning. So for those of you who want to scan your documents, start putting piles of paper that need to be scanned into a pile. So you're going to start putting those papers into a pile that needs to be scanned. You can put post-it notes on them, perhaps of the name of the files that you want to call them. So you can create these piles and then maybe put a post-it note so that when you scan it, you know the name that you're going to call it. So you just put on your post-it note the name that you want to file it. And that'll be easier when you want to actually scan them. If you don't want to scan your documents, you know, that is okay. Not everyone does, because once you start to scan, you will need to create a digital file system so that you can find your scanned documents easily. So for those of you who do want to scan, no problem, but make sure you create a system so that you can find those when you need them easily. So you have to have a good system set up, a digital system set up, which would be creating folders, etc. But basically, whether you want to scan or not, it's up to you. And if you prefer to scan them, that's great. If you prefer to keep the hard copies, that is okay as well. It really doesn't matter. It's up to you. Personally, I do both. I have scanned documents and receipts that I need to scan for my bookkeeper. So I need to scan those so that my bookkeeper can have access to those. But I also have hard copy documents because, to be honest with you, I can't be bothered to scan them. Like, I'd rather just quickly throw them into a file folder. To me, it's faster than scanning. And also, I find that my brain gets more cluttered with files that are digital, but that's me. Whereas I can just open a drawer of a filing cabinet and quickly find that file within seconds and close it, and it's done. I don't have it on my computer. So that's just the way I like to do it. But some people prefer scanned documents, and hey, that's okay. The other thing you're going to do when you're going through those papers, you're in sorting, you're going to come across some that can be recycled. So it doesn't have anything confidential, so it's recyclable. What I want you to do is do that right away. Anytime you have anything that's recyclable, just throw that in that recycle box right away. Have your recycle box with you, right beside you when you're sorting those papers, so that you can just put it in the recycle box right away. And then last but not least is filing. So, and this is hard copy. I'm not talking about scanning now. I'm talking about actual filing hard copy. As soon as you see a document that you want to keep and file, and you don't already have that category in your filing cabinet or your file box, then I want you to create the file folder for it right away. So as you're sorting a paper, if you come across something that maybe, I don't know, it's a lesson that you took that you'd like to keep and a reference back, then you're going to put it, and you don't have it already because you just took this lesson, and it's not in your filing system at all. So you're going to create a file folder called whatever the name of the lesson is and put that paper into that file folder right away so that you can easily just put them into your filing system later. But first, we're sorting and creating file folders for the ones you want to keep, recycling what you don't need, scanning if you want to pile for scanning if you want to scan, and also to shred. Okay, so we just discussed shredding, scanning, recycling, and filing. But before you decide to keep any paper, here are some questions to ask yourself. The first one is, could I get this information elsewhere at any time? So before you decide to keep that paper, is it possible that you can find this paper somewhere else at another time? So often we get copies of documents from a business or another source that's online, and you may be able to find it online rather than keep it. So just that's one thing to ask yourself. Could I get this information elsewhere if I needed it? Second question to ask yourself is, when might I need this information again? If you can't think of a time you will need it, then it may be fine to just let it go. And the third one, can I scan it or do I need to keep the hard copy of this document? So you're going to decide if you want to keep it, but create a file folder or going to put it into the scan file. And is it still relevant? Do I need to keep this manual that I have, but I don't have the appliance anymore? Well, obviously the answer to that is a big no, right? You don't. But when you're going through all this stuff, papers that you're sorting, just ask yourself, is this still relevant? Do I still need it? And if not, you probably don't need to keep it. By the way, what to keep and for how long is something I cover in that paper organization course that I was telling you about. And it's a bit too long for me to cover it all here today, but I can tell you a couple of things of what to keep and what not to. And like I said, I have a document in the actual course that lists exactly what you should keep and for how long. But for purpose of today's episode, I'm going to give you at least one of each of what to keep and what not to. So if you own your own home, you should keep all your receipts, either scanned or hard copy, of any house repairs that you have done in the last 10 years or so. When it comes to selling your home, so when you go to sell your home, it's best to have these files handy so you can show your realtor all the repairs and updates that you have done to your home. So that's one thing you should keep is those receipts. You know, if you got your roof done, you installed a new kitchen, anything that you have done, especially if it's costly, you should have those receipts on hand so that you can show your realtor and say, hey, we just updated this in whatever year. What you don't need to keep is those utility bills that are older than a year. Unless you are self-employed and you're writing off a portion of the utility bill for tax purposes, like say, for example, you have hydro bills. Like I've been to clients' homes where they've kept hydro bills for years. And I'm like, why are we keeping this? You don't need to. Honestly, you don't need to. But if you're keeping it for tax purposes because you write off maybe an office, a home office, well, that's different. Those would be kept with your tax documents and you would keep them. But otherwise, you probably don't need them. And also, you can always check with the utility company and ask them, hey, if I needed to have a copy of my receipts or for the last year or some or the last 3 years or whatever it may be, would I be able to get one from you? Would you be able to provide me a copy of the receipts that I paid for? And often they can. So, you know, if your hydro company has this all on file and you need one from 3 years ago for whatever reason, then they probably could just send you a copy. So just double check with them. And if you feel a little nervous about letting them go, double check with them. But honestly, you don't need to keep them usually, but double check. So that brings me to the next thing I want to talk about. And that is when you're keeping documents for tax purposes, be sure to ask your accountant how long you should keep them because it will depend on where you're living, right? So I'm in Canada and it's 7 years. So we're supposed to keep 7 years of our tax documents on file in case we ever get audited. And I tell my clients that if you want to keep an additional year or two to be on the safe side, then that's perfectly fine. Go for it. If it doesn't take up a lot of space, feel free to make your mind at ease. But normally it is 7 years where I am. But in your case, before getting rid of any documents, you may want to double check with your accountant before you get rid of any documents and also ask how long you're supposed to keep your tax documents. Okay, so paperwork can be very overwhelming, but I don't want you to not tackle your paperwork because it's overwhelming. I want you to go ahead and do it. I don't want you to stop. And I know it's overwhelming, but I want you to do it. You can do it. You can do it. You're going to feel so much better when you do tackle your paperwork. And I know you can do it. So I know it's overwhelming. And it is, like I said, one of the most difficult or most disorganized thing that people have in their homes is often their paperwork. So hang in there. And if you find that it's taking too long to complete the project, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I will never get this done, then split it up and tackle one small paper, pile of paper at a time, and you'll get there. Okay, so now let's talk about step five, which is how to deal with the incoming paperwork. I suggest that you create some kind of system for all incoming paperwork. And one example is a command center or a desktop organizer, which is a temporary spot for incoming paperwork that you just don't have time to deal with right away. It comes into your home, but you don't have time to deal with it. So you open it up and it's, or you may not even have opened it. I want you to open it, by the way. Anything that comes in, I want you to open it and then put it in your command center if you don't have time to action it. So instead of creating a pile of paperwork, you're going to open everything up and put it either to be filed but I'm going to go into the detail about that in just a second. But what I want you to do is when it comes into your home and you don't have time to deal with it right away, instead of creating a pile of paperwork, you make a decision on what needs to be done with it and you put it in the folder or tray in your command center. So a command center or a desktop organizer is just something that sits on the counter and it has space to put file folders. Some people put their pens, notepads, etc. in this area. And I'll actually go through right now, actually, about the command center. So in the command center or desktop organizer, you can have a calendar where you can schedule upcoming appointments or events. You can have those file folders or trays for important paperwork that need to be actioned. And also you could have trays or file folders for paperwork that is not as important and can be looked at a later date. You can also have file folders with your family members' names on it. And anything that comes in for those family members, you can quickly put them in their folders. So what I really want you to do is when that paperwork comes in the house is to decide right away what you need to do with it. Does it need to be filed? Then put it into a folder to be filed because you don't have time to go to your filing cabinet right now. You want to go make dinner or something. So instead, you just come and put it into file. But I also want you to have an action one. So that is separate from the file because I don't want them mixed up because the actions, anything that needs to be paid or you need to do something with it right away, but you don't have time, then I want you to have an action folder for that so that it's separate from the ones that are not as important. And as mentioned, the command center is a temporary spot for incoming paperwork that you do not have time to take up right away, but you need to go through the paperwork at least a couple of times a week. So especially the file or items that need to be actioned. So as I'm mentioning this, you're putting them in those file folders or trays to be dealt with later because you don't have time, but you can't leave them there for months on end or else it will never get done. And then something important could have been missed. So you will still have to go through those trays or file folders a couple of times a week, at least to just to make sure you action what needs to be done right away and also file what needs to be filed, etc. It is not a space for you to dump the paperwork and forget about it. You need to actually go back to those folders and action when you need to so that it can be actioned or filed. Okay, I just want to recap these five steps. Step one is to create a space to sort your paperwork. Step two is declutter the files you already have filed and let go of what you no longer need. Step three is gather all your paperwork throughout your home and bring it to the area you are going to sort. Step four is to sort the paperwork and either file, shred, scan, or recycle. And step five is to create a system for incoming paperwork. By the way, this is just a friendly reminder that if you want more information on that paper organizing course that I told you about, how to declutter and organize your paperwork, then, and also, like I mentioned, it's at that super low price right now of only $27. Check out the link in the show notes or send me a DM on Instagram at Kathy Organizes. If you want more information, I'd be happy to help you answer any questions that you have. And just quickly recap you, this is really quick, that the topics in the course are benefits of organizing your paperwork, paper organization goals, what to do before organizing your paperwork, what to keep and for how long, how to sort and organize paperwork, and what to do with the incoming paperwork. Okay, so thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week with more organizing tips.